Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Summer, we bless the little fool. Me a funny guy, the blessings are running down. Me a dead, imagine cause I'm laughing at the cup of a rope. I'm blessed to be
stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. In my life, a pure peace and happiness. In my face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm the one I'm just to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. I am too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. Yo, let me preach. Hey, let me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes late from the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place, I shine like real cool. Me want everybody in the place to get hot. Like Johnny and food in a Dutch pot. I'm from the news, and the devil can't touch that. Tell Satan to get back. And I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. Jesus, yes, Him can sell them one by one. We bag and expose them. So when Satan a moving a your own, we not to worry, cause we know how to get him out. Bring the blood of Jesus Christ out of your mouth. And the one Satan him a forget out. So for your knowledge, no life in the darkness. And your life is filled with happiness. And from the nose, the devil can't touch this. Everybody come bring this. Say I'm too blessed to be stressed. Too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and I'm so glad that you have joined me on tonight. It is always a privilege for me to come into the homes of so many people listening from across the United States and around the world. I'm so glad that you are listening and that you have tuned in whenever you have chosen to listen, whether it's day or night. I'm just so glad that you have tuned in. Why don't you bow your head and pray with me? Dear Lord, I just give you glory, honor, and praise. I bless and lift up your holy name. Dear Lord, tonight as I get ready to break bread again with your people, I pray that you would open up our understanding. I pray that you would truly speak to our hearts and our minds. Oh God, I pray that you would help us to live and do the things that you have called us to do. I pray for those around the world, oh God, those over in nations. Lord, some of the nations, I'm not even sure how to pronounce the names, oh God, but you know every individual. You know every family that they represent. Oh, God, and I pray that you would bless them right now. Oh, God, remember our nations in Central America, the Caribbean. Remember those in Europe and UK. Lord God, over in Ireland and Scotland. And, oh, God, over in those areas, Lord God, in East Asia, Lord God, and Father God, in Japan, China, Korea, Lord, remember those in India, Father, in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Lord, all the nations in Africa, Lord God, I pray that you'll remember East Africa, West Africa, North Africa, South Africa, Lord God, all over the continent of Africa, we pray that you'll remember your people, remember those in the North Pole, in the South Pole, Lord God, Lord, you know those in the Pacific, Lord, South Pacific, we pray that you'll remember them. We know, God, that you love us, you care about us, and Lord, I just thank you for those that are looking to you for their hope, for there is no other hope except in Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord God, today for this privilege, oh God, to be able to come together and study the Word of God. Bless your people once again, Lord, and we thank you in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Dear friend, we have been looking this year at the fact that your life has purpose. I started back in January talking about the fact that your life has purpose, and I've gone on to discuss such things as the fact that when you have faith, God does bring favor to you. And the last time I talked about stress, the fact that you don't need to be stressed out. And tonight I want to talk to you a little bit about who God is. And the fact that he wants you to wait on him. He wants you to wait on him. He does not want you to jump before him, but he wants you to learn how to trust him and to wait on him. And so, dear friend, if you would turn your Bibles with me to Isaiah chapter 40, Isaiah chapter 40, beginning at the 12th verse, we're going to read the scripture and then talk just a little bit about God, who he is, and the fact that we need to wait on him. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 40, beginning at the 12th verse, who had measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. Who had directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, had taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing, and vanity. To whom then will ye liken God, or what likeness will ye compare unto him? The workman melted a graven image, and the goldsmith spreaded it over with gold, and casted silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he had no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Had it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. That bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stalk shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither. And the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who had created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainted not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as with eagles. With wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Dear friend, as we get ready to just look a little bit at this scripture, I want to remind you of the God that we serve. He is the Almighty One. He is a spirit, and the Bible tells us that they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth, because God himself is a spirit. We were made in his image. The Bible tells us that we were made from the dust of the ground, and how God created Adam first, and then God put Adam to sleep, and he took a rib out of his side and created woman. The Bible tells us that God breathed into man, and he became a living soul. And so we realize that when God breathed in us, what he did, he put his spirit in us, that, you know, we're body, mind, soul. In other words, when we die, when this earthly body dies, we go back into the ground, but our soul goes back to God, because we are made in his image. That means that we shall never die, but we shall live forever. But it's just a matter of, where will you live when you leave this world? Will you live with God, or will you go to a place of torment? Will you go to heaven, or will you go to that place that some call it Sheol, or some call it hell? What you need to understand, it is a place of torment. And so look at what the scripture says. Isaiah 40 wants us to get a clear understanding of who God is, understanding that there is no one that could tell God what to do. There was no one who was from the beginning with God who consulted him and told him, you know, how to set the heavens in order, how to set the stars in the sky, how to create the beings that he created. There was no one who gave God advice. The Bible says in verse 13, who had directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, had taught him. In other words, God is God. No one taught him to be God. No one created God. He is the Almighty One, the I Am that I Am, and he created you to serve him, and he created everyone else in the world to serve him. What I want you to understand tonight as we study this scripture is, understand this, that God is who he is, and he created us to worship him. And so don't get bent out of shape when things are not going as you would like it to in your life, but realize this, that God is still sitting on his throne, and all he wants is for you to wait on him. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait on the Lord. The Bible says in verse 14, with whom took he counsel? Who instructed him? Who taught him? Who advised him about judgment and things of that nature? No one did. Who gave God understanding? No one did. God is God, and he has all understanding. He is omniscient, all-knowing. He is omnipotent, all-powerful. Amen. He is the all-knowing and all-powerful one. He knows everything. He understands everything. Look at verse 18. It says, to whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare unto him? And of course, then it goes on to talk about the people who make graven images and they worship them. And, of course, we know this initially happened back in the book, the very, very beginning. It happened when the children of Israel, if you remember correctly, when they were brought out of Egypt in the book of Exodus, when they were brought out of Egypt, understand that immediately when Moses went up into the mountain to get the Ten Commandments, Moses had not been up there, you know, for months and months and months. And while he was up there, the children of Israel immediately decided that they wanted to make themselves a graven image, and they in fact did. Aaron was able to do it for them, and they covered it with gold and what have you, and they began to worship it. And of course, you remember when Moses came down in Exodus 32, it says that when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down up the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And so Moses was up on the mountain. Get in. He was communicating with God. God was communicating with him, and he was getting the Ten Commandments. Well, the people did not want to wait. Now, the reason why I made reference to the children of Israel is because people who don't want to wait on God get themselves into trouble. We have to learn that when God tells us don't move yet, when he says wait, we must realize that God knows what's best for us. Over and over and over again, the children of Israel kept getting themselves into trouble because they did not want to wait on God. And so Isaiah makes reference to the fact that people prefer to make themselves idols, to make themselves graven images, rather than to worship the true and the living God, the God who is the one who made the heavens and the earth, the one who we must worship in spirit and in truth. People don't want to wait on God. They prefer something quick and easy to solve their problems. Where God is saying to you, he is saying to us, that there are some things in life that you just have to go through. There's some things in life that, you know, it might seem difficult, it might seem rough, but you just have to go through it. And you might not want to go through it because, you know, wow, you know, Lord, this feels so hard. And, you know, why do I have to? I'm such a dedicated Christian. I'm such a dedicated child of God. I'm so faithful to you in giving and in serving. Why do I have to go through this? And we are reminded that if we would just wait on the Lord, God would make sure that everything works out for us. And so he reminds us in Isaiah chapter 40 that people want to worship things that they've made with their hands. Perhaps they worship their car. Perhaps they worship their house. Perhaps they worship their very, very large television, you know, or they might worship people like superstars or what have you. But God wants us to understand that he is who he says that he is, and he wants us to wait on him. And of course, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, as a living sacrifice for us that we might know and worship him. The Bible tells us in verse 20, he that is so impoverished that he had no oblation, chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. And so when the Bible refers to oblation, it refers to, of course, you know, a person who wants to go and make sacrifice and worship. And so a person who is impoverished. Impoverished means being in need. When a person is in need, they don't care who or what they worship because they feel like they must find something to worship. And sometimes they end up worshiping individuals. Sometimes they find themselves in codependent relationships where they feel like they cannot survive without that other person. And the Lord wants you to know that you are whole by yourself with Him. In other words, He can heal your hurts. He can heal your heart. He can help you to get yourself emotionally together again. You do not need to be so dependent upon another person that you end up worshiping that person and putting that person in front of God. God wants you to understand that He is the only one that should get glory in your life. And when you give glory, it should be to God Himself, not to a person, not to inanimate objects. When you give glory, all glory and praise should be to God. Our lesson tonight is about waiting on the Lord. One, acknowledging who God is, and two, learning how to wait on God. So, dear friend, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Don't jump before Him. Don't do crazy things and then turn around and say sorry. Acknowledge God in your life and let Him direct you, and it will keep you out of trouble. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, who is situation where you have this big decision that you have to make, and you're trying to figure out whether you should just go and just do it. And the Lord says, no, wait, don't do it yet. Wait and listen to the voice of God and let Him direct you, because if you wait on God, everything is going to turn out well. Everything is going to work out in your favor, but you must allow God to direct you. Don't jump before God, dear friend. Look at verse 22. It says, I'm in Isaiah 40, verse 22. It is He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. So, now, this gives us a picture of who God is. The Bible tells us that He is the one that sits on the corner of the earth. So in other words, God is so great. He is so big. He is so awesome. He is so wonderful that when, if you were to compare us to God, we would be as tiny, tiny, tiny little grasshoppers. Because God is, He is just awesome. You know, I this year, that's my new word for God. He is so awesome. He is so wonderful. When you think about the goodness of the Lord, and the songwriter said, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. You know, I believe daily I fall more and more in love with Jesus. Daily He fills my heart with happiness. Daily, He fills my heart with joy. Dear friend, if your heart is not filled with joy, if you are not truly waiting on God to renew your strength, I want to encourage you to do so. God wants to renew your strength. He wants to strengthen you once again. He wants to encourage you once again. He wants you to have peace in your mind, peace in your heart. He wants you to let go of those things that have been troubling you. He is God. Oh, my God, I worship You, Jesus. I bless Your name, Jesus. Oh, dear friend, I feel the presence of God right now. God truly loves you. He truly cares about you. And He wants you to understand that He cares about every area of your life. You are never alone, dear friend. God is there with you right now to help you through whatever challenges you face. I want you to know, dear friend, that you must Put God in his rightful place in your life. Give him the glory. If you would just begin to praise him right now, if you would just begin to bless him right now, you will see that God is going to work out things in your favor. Just begin to praise him right now. You know, Marvin Sapp has a song out that says, praise him in advance. In other words, he has put out a song that in principle backs up Hebrews 11 verse 1 that says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So in other words, we understand that when we praise God in advance, what we're saying is, Lord, I acknowledge you as Lord of my life. I acknowledge that you are truly, yes, the God that sits upon the circle of the earth, and that we are but grasshoppers. When you look down on us, we're just tiny little creatures that you have created. But these tiny little creatures, Lord, we love to worship you. I want you to know that when that scripture in verse 22 talks about us being grasshoppers, it is just talking about size. It's not talking about strength. In other words, we are still strong, but we acknowledge that God is the great creator of the earth. The Bible says he stretched out the heavens as a curtain and spread them out as a tent to dwell in. So in other words, God dwells in the heavens, and we recognize that. We recognize that. Look at verse 23, 24. That bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither. So in other words, if you would just stand still and allow God to do what he's doing, you will see that all these kingdoms of the world shall eventually fall. You will see that the things that seem significant to people right now, one of these days, they will recognize that who they really need is God. One of these days, they will recognize that without Jesus, they cannot make it in this world. And so don't worry about the kingdoms of this world, and don't worry about the things that seem, you know, so wicked and immoral. Recognize that Jesus still has everything under control. Recognize that the God of heaven and earth already has you on his mind, and that he is already making plans for you. Your life does have purpose. And I want you to recognize tonight that God is who he says he is, and he wants you to wait on him. Verse 25 says, to whom then will you liken me? Or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One. Who can you compare God to? No one. There is no one that you can compare God to. He is the Holy One. He is the Holy One. And he wants you to recognize him as the Holy One. And so verse 26 encourages you. It says, lift up your eyes on high. Wow. Isn't that a word of encouragement just right there? Lift up your eyes on high. In other words, when you are challenged by everyday life, look up. Look up, your redemption draweth nigh. Look up, for God wants you to look up. He does not want you to look down. He does not want you to be stressed out. He does not want you to lose faith. He wants you to look up. And when you look up, you will always remember how much he loves you. The Bible tells us in the other part of verse 26, lift up your eyes on high. Behold, who had created these things that bringeth out their host by number. You know, when you think about hosts, you think about the host of heaven, you know, the angelic beings that God has created. And so who has brought about, you know, the host of heaven? Of course, it is Jesus. He called them all by names by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Now, who is strong in power? God Almighty. He is strong in power. God can do anything. Dear friend, God can do anything. You know, I was just reading in one of these books, and, you know, someone was saying in the name of the book is Making the Most of Your Life, and it has 8 motivational stories and essays. And in a section by Grant Berry, it says, my dreams were big, but my thoughts were small. My dreams were big, but my thoughts were small. Dear friend, when you think about God and the fact that he is able to do the impossible, then you think about the dreams that you have, the things that you want to accomplish, the dreams that God has put into your heart, and the gifts that he has given you to use for his glory. I want you to know that there is nothing too hard for him to do. So this man in this book, Making the Most of Your Life, Grant Berry, he stated that his dreams were big, but his thoughts were small. In other words, he wanted to accomplish some great things, but his thoughts were too small. He needed to stretch his mind a little bit. In other words, when God gives you something to do, I want you to just believe that it can be done. If you believe that it can be done, then it will be done. Dear friend, don't you know that God can grant you the desires of your heart, especially if it's lined up with his will? Amen. Trust God, and he will bring it to pass. Lift up your eyes on high. Don't you know that the Lord is strong in power? Look at verse 27. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord? Now, one thing that the Lord wants us to know over and over again is that nothing that we do is hid from God. God sees everything that we do. And so we must learn to be real in our relationship with God. It says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, neither is there is no searching of his understanding. Dear friend, if you listen to me enough, you will hear me use the scripture again, because I'm always encouraged to know that God never sleeps, that he never gets tired, and that every time our petitions are sent up to him, he actually hears it and he actually listens. The verse 29 says, he giveth power to the faint. Dear friend, have you been fainting lately? Have you been tired? Have you been saying, you know, dear Lord, I've been serving you for so long and, you know, and I'm just getting tired? Dear friend, don't get tired. The Bible says that he giveth power to the faint. Keep doing what you're doing. Be encouraged in your preaching. Be encouraged in your teaching. Continue being a blessing to the body of Christ. God is going to strengthen you. He is going to strengthen your body. He is going to strengthen your mind and your heart. I want you to know that God is giving you the renewed strength that you need to continue this journey. The Bible says he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Dear friend, why don't you ask him right now to increase your strength? Verse 30 said, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. So even those who are young, they might get tired. But guess what? Not the people who are people of faith. The Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord. So, dear friend, if you are a person who is waiting upon the Lord, this is what God says he's going to do for you. It says, the Lord shall renew their strength. You need to get ready to run around your house right now. God is renewing your strength. God is anointing you once again. He is giving you new ideas. He is giving you business ideas. He's giving you new titles for books. I want you to know, dear friend, that God is renewing your strength right now. The Bible says they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now, of course, it does not mean literally, I'm going to run and never get tired. What it literally means is that as I continue this journey of faith, that God is going to give me what I need to continue. I will never run out of ideas. I will never run out of innovative things that I could do new to preach the gospel or to teach those that need to be taught. I will never run out of stamina to go and visit the sick or pray for the sick or, you know, pray for those that need to get up out of wheelchairs or whatever. Dear friend, wait upon the Lord. God is renewing your strength right now. He is encouraging you right now. As we close another session, I want you to continue holding on. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 3 says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it shall surely come, it will not tarry. Dear friend, God is renewing your strength right now. He wants you to wait for that vision. That vision is coming for an appointed time. He wants to direct you. He does not want you to run ahead of him. I want you to know that we know that we are stepping into a new season. It is in the atmosphere. It is in the atmosphere. Jesus is coming soon and very soon. Dear friend, if you have not made preparation for Jesus to come into your heart, I need you to do that right now. If you have not been preaching and teaching and telling others about Jesus, I need you to start doing that right now. Jesus is in fact coming soon and very soon. Get your house in order, dear friend. He's coming again. Our closing scripture is Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And our closing thoughts are, persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up. There is no such thing as can. And what you believe, you can achieve. Dear friend, I want you to know that God loves you. You will hear me say that over and over and over again. And so if you've never heard someone tell you that, let me be the first to tell you God loves you very much. You can listen to all of my sermons and you will hear me say it over and over, because God loved us enough to send his son Jesus to die on the cross. And I want you to know he died on the cross for you. And if you were the only one, he still would have done it. And so, dear friend, this is your moment to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Let us pray. And then after this, I'm going to play one or two songs, one of which is from Patrick Shinyosi out of Kenya, Africa. Listen for that. Let us pray. Father, I just bless you right now. I magnify you. Lord, I pray that you would truly touch right now. Lord God, I'm encouraged, oh God, by those who tune in, and I pray that you'll continue to bless them. Lord, strengthen them. Oh God, I pray for those that are sick right now. I know that you're able to heal. I know, oh God, I'm hearing, Lord God, someone has something wrong with their lungs. I pray right now that you would heal, oh God, the left side, Lord God, whatever trouble they're having, I pray that you would heal right now. Lord God, I pray for someone that's having aches and pains all over their body right now. And Lord, I pray that you would truly just heal right now. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for blockages that are being unstopped right now, for tumors that are leaving bodies right now. We just thank you for complete healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone that listens, and I pray that you'll continue to help them. Those that need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, I pray, oh God, that you would fill them with your Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues as they did in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost, oh God. I know that your people love you, and I, oh God, I pray that they would just feel your presence, oh God, and that they would just realize that they must wait upon you, Lord God. And Father, I thank you for each and every one of them, for their families, for their children. Bless them, I pray. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Dear friend, as we get ready to end another study, be encouraged with this song, Patrick Shinyosi out of Kenya, Africa. Praise him.
Na 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 na. I am proud to be one. I believe he died for my sin. That's why I am saved. And I'm relieved from the very wild of sin. My troubles are too far and I've been made easy. Hey, to lift up your hand, to lift up your voice. I'm telling you what I see. Because if you are my sister, stand up and pray. It's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now, we never say the no matter what I say, no matter what I say, it's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now, in the house of the Lord, we gonna worship him. It's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now,
we can praise him.
No matter what I say, no matter what I blame, it's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now, because I never knew that the Lord is my savior. Thank you, God, that I am a survivor from all the wicked ways and the plans of destruction. And because of that, I have discovered that I have been covered with this love forever. Now I never look back, cause he's my protector. Thank you, God. Hey, now I'm a Christian. No matter what I say, it's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now, praise him. No matter what I say, no matter what I play, it's all gonna be the same. No matter what he says, although we make mistakes now,
amen. That was Patrick Shinyosi out of Kenya. He was kind enough to actually mail me his CD from Kenya. And so I'm probably going to post his information on my site so that you can, if you would like to support this young Christian artist out of Kenya, I'll send you his information so that you can send him support and maybe order a CD directly from him. God bless you. We're closing with our theme song, To Bless by To Be Stressed by Second Chance Ministries out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Me say summer we blessed till we full. Me a running out the blessings are running down. Me a dead
dead.
Imagine cause I'm half a class to cover all of what to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
I'm a priest. Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm dead, so be disappointed.